I'm Paul Edmondson.
I'm Paul Prescott.
And we're standing outside the Dirty Duck, having just seen the birthday performance of The Tempest, directed by David Farr. I thought it was clear-sighted. I thought it was reminded me of what a calm, still-centred play it is. And I thought there were some really good performances in it. What did you think?
Yeah, I think it's a very, very solid production. It's not a it's a modern dress production. It's not a political production, one we could say, with a sort of capital P. It's not a post-colonial production as such. But there are some subtle political undertones, as it were, in there, which I think I'm still digesting, as it were.
It's a mystical production in some ways. I mean, it gave full weight to a Renaissance-style mask, for example, with Juno series and Iris. There was haunting music, I thought, as is right and proper in The Tempest. There's a sort of doubleness with Ariel and Prospero and Caliban, with them wearing similar suits and so on.
Yeah, two things will stand out for me. One was the relationship between Ariel and Prospero, and the fact that when Ariel first arrives on the scene, you think he's a mini Prospero,
as it were,
slightly taller, as it happens, but almost identical and fashioned in his master's image. And the second thing was a female Sebastian, one of the courtiers, which was a surprise, and I thought a very strong performance. And in fact, I sort of wanted her to be the nasty Machiavellian brother Antonio, as opposed to the slightly more pliant Sebastian.
Yeah, yeah.
So there were a couple of choices like that, but on the whole, a clear, lucid production, no thrills, by and large, I would say.
I'll take with it one of the funniest versions of the monster that Stefano sees when it's Trinculo and Caliban under the gabardine. I thought that was very, very well done with the four legs.
Very, very four-legged.
Yeah. The way it moved, I thought that was just the best I've seen it, actually.
Yeah, very four-legged. Yeah. The thing I'm still trying to work out is what Caliban was in this production. And whether often with these productions we're invited to think of the actor's background as neutral, as it were. We're supposed to be blind as to where the actor has come from. But here, I sensed a Middle Eastern Caliban in accent, and I'm not sure whether we're supposed to treat that blindly or deftly, as it were, or whether we are supposed to interpret that as meaningful in our current political landscape.
Hmm. And as much as that Prospero is therefore colonised and taken control of...
Precisely. Yeah, precisely.
Well, let's continue to muse.
Indeed.
Cheers.
Okay.